With VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball. New Jersey last week set its safe drinking water standard for the chemical PFOA at 14 parts per trillion, which is lower than Vermont's standard. PFOA has been linked to a number of adverse health effects, and it's been detected in water supplies all over the country. After PFOA showed up in private wells in Bennington, Vermont set its standard at 20 parts per trillion, which was the lowest in the country. Sarah Vos is the state toxicologist with the Vermont Department of Health.
We understand their rationale for why they're different, but we are comfortable with the process that we used. We were comfortable with using EPA's toxicity value.
Along with now having the lowest standard, New Jersey also becomes the first state in the nation to give PFOA its own maximum containment level for drinking water. Vermont doesn't have a maximum containment level for PFOA. And Vermont officials are looking at a recently closed state prison in Windsor as possible transitional housing for former inmates. Officials had discussed closing Southeast State Correctional Facility in Windsor for years, but Republican Governor Phil Scott made it a priority to shut down the expensive prison. The Vermont State Legislature made it official at the end of the 2017 session. Most of the staff will be able to remain within the Department of Corrections. Corrections Commissioner Lisa Menard released a plan this week to turn the closed prison into a transitional housing facility for inmates due to be released, but says it's only a first step. The prison will remain closed for the winter.